Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah. You know, God is, he is good. He is good. Because all the week and last week, well, for the last couple weeks at the house, our internet and stuff been going in and out and in and out. And when you get on trying to type something or do something and everything, it'll go out and you have to wait and it might come back on in the next 20 minutes or whatever and stuff. So I was, you know, studying, working on it, message and everything. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to go back and go and gather up some stuff and just put everything together. You know, just put something together and just and piece from here and piece from there. And yet, and spirit, you know, you be honest, that spirit gonna lead you. And if you follow it and everything, things will flow. Because, you know, like I was telling him, you know, because I always, when something come to me, I was going to write it down, you know, type it in and write it down. I said, well, this can go with this. Or this can go here with this, you know, with this message and everything. Just for to build it up and stuff. So, like I said, so God got a sense of humor. He made it well, okay, you got to rely on me and not on what you packed away and then put together and everything, but what I want. So I really believe, thanks to God, that I have a word for you this morning, a message for you this morning, and I will come out of Romans chapter 4, starting at verse 19. And it's read as following. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body not dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for him, for his sake alone, that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed. If we believe on him, the raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offense and was raised again for our justification. And this morning, thanks to God, I want to focus on verse 20. It said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And this morning, just focusing on that, putting a title to this is stagger not at God promise. Stagger not at God promise. Because saints of God, if God promises, you better believe that it will come to pass. Just like what's been said this morning and everything, you know, like I said, I didn't know Tammy was going to say that or what Pastor has said and everything, but just hold on and believe what God has promised you. You know, no matter how old you may be or how young you may be, God, if God had promised you something, you better believe that it was going to come to pass. Because God is not a man that he should lie or son of man that he should repent. God watches over his word, saints of God, and so if he promised you something and you was undercover, that's why you just watch and hold on. No matter what your circumstances that you're going through, the trials and tribulation that you're going through, just hold on and stand on the word of God. Do not stagger in the promise of his promise, thanks God. You see, saints of God, if God said that he would do something for you, he will do it. He always keep his promise. But there are something that we must do also to receive that promise from him. The best example is seen in the life of Abraham himself. You see, when God promised Abraham that Sarah would give birth to a son, Abraham, he when Abraham had to ignore his natural circumstances, had faith in God's promise, and believed that God was powerful enough to do what he said that he would do.
Amen.
No matter how old saints of God, I'm not going to look at the older couple in here, but if God promised, he would do it.
Amen.
You can be a Sarah and an Abraham. Like I said, I'm not going to look at the oldest couple. But promise, you know, the promise, God had promised he would do it.
Yes.
Just hold on, saints of God. It might not be a child, but whatever he had promised, just hold on. Because God is faithful.
Amen.
You see, as I read in Romans 19 to verse 21, it reveals the step that Abraham followed to receive the fulfillment of the promise God made to him. This passage of Scripture made one thing clear. If we're going to receive from God, we're going to have to do the same thing Abraham did.
Yes.
We have to consider not. We got to stagger not.
Yes.
We got to give glory to God and be fully persuaded. We have to do these things, saints of God. We cannot waver. Consider not. See, Abraham considered not. He didn't take into account the natural circumstances that were told that he was in, that was impossible for him and Sarah to have a child. He did not let that circumstance influence his faith. So you see, saints of God, we can't let our circumstances influence what we believe and what God have told and promised us. Although he was almost hundreds of years old and got the promise. And the promise came to pass. He did not say, oh, I'm just too old. I can't do this. My wife can't do this. But if you keep on reading the story and everything, he never did say. He was willing, even when back in Genesis, he was willing, even with the handmaid. Maybe Sarah, she might have a little doubt, but Abraham was like, okay. I might be old, but I'm... And that's what we have to do, thanks to God. No matter what your condition is, believe it. If you're sick, believe that you is healed.
Amen.
Receive your healing. If you're in poverty, believe that you is rich.
Yes.
If you is in need of anything, believe that you receive the things of God. Because the word said, my God shall supply all your needs according to the rich in Christ Jesus. But you have to do something, thanks God. You have to believe it, have faith, speak it, and receive it. See, Abraham, he considered not. He didn't consider it because he was old that he couldn't do this. This was impossible for him. Don't misunderstand me, saints of God. I'm not telling you to ignore your natural circumstance and do something crazy, okay? But I'm telling you that when you're believing to receive the fulfillment of the promise of God, you cannot concentrate on your natural circumstances. Whatever's going around you, saints of God, you just can't concentrate on that. But continue to believe and receive the word. Continue to stand on the promise of God, no matter what the circumstances be. Like Pastor always saying, I'm believing in a new pancreas.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So am I.
Hallelujah.
And anybody else that have diabetes,
get it.
I'm sure they're standing on the same promise. Even if you don't get the new one, the one that you have will do the work that it is supposed to do. Just hold on, saints of God. Hold on. See, the word "not" doesn't appear in some manuscripts. So Abraham looked at the circumstance of his and Sarah's body through the eyes of strong, healthy faith. And that's what we have to do. We got to look through the eyes, not what's going on, but through strong faith and hold on. Saints of God, it doesn't matter what you believe God for. You don't have to consider the circumstance that surround your particular situation. If you start thinking about the natural condition that what so-and-so or some brother flip-flop or sister sweet tea tell you, you're going to fall into that same category what they bring into you and keeps whispering in your ear. Who report are you going to believe, saints of God? If God said it, you better believe it.
Yes.
See, stop listening to the people and what people are saying or what the circumstance around you and what this looked like. Stop. But if God said that you're my child, a good father will take care of his children. How many fathers and mother parents out here was that? Well, they're going to do their own thing. I'm not caring about them. Even if they make a mistake, you're going to still turn around and do what you could do. And just imagine, and if you're going to do it, imagine our Heavenly Father, what he would do for us. I'm not angry, thankful to God, that you, although I might look angry and presenting this, but I am not. But we just got to get it. We got to get this, thanks to God. Because all good come from above.
Amen.
You see, thanks to God, it doesn't matter what you believe God for, but just stand on his word. Abraham's faith was not weak. The word weak means to be feeble, to be diseased, be impotent, sick, weak, weakliness. See, a lot of people have disease faith. Abraham was not sick, but well. If you got disease or disease faith, thanks to God, get rid of it as of today and start standing on the faith, on your faith and the word of God. You see, thank God, Abraham's faith was so strong that he didn't consider the fact that both he and Sarah were beyond the age of having children. God promised him that they would have a son, and Abraham didn't even blink an eye. Like I told you, Abraham like, okay. If you said it, I can do it. When we got to be like Mary, when the angel came to her, she pondered those things in her heart. Just keep and hold on, saints of God. Whatever God promised, he might not just came to you and promised you, but that word, stand on his word, because you are under the covenant. Just hold on, saints of God. You see, God promised him that he would have a son, and Abraham didn't even blink an eye. He was ready. He believed. He didn't even allow the obstacle that was in front of him stop him from believing God. And we also got to consider this. Consider not what's going on around us. Also, we, as believer, we cannot stagger not. If you go back and read, like I said, go back in Genesis 18, 1 through 15, you'll see that Sarah laughed at the whole idea of bearing a child at her age.
Think about it.
Common sense tells you that a 99-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman are not going to be able to have a child. But Abraham didn't say anything against it at all. In other words, he did not waver. Amen. So we have to continue to stand on what and not waver, saints of God. We can't waver at the word of God. We got to stand strong in the faith. See, the contemporary English version said, but God never doubted or questioned God's promise. Amen. Sometimes well, why do I have to do this, God? Or why this happened to me? We question God on every little thing that he tells or every little thing that the word said. We got the question. You know, it was funny because this morning as we were coming with Pastor on the radio, he was speaking about this generation now, they are a questionable generation. They will question you everything. Why? Why? You can't get said because I said so now. They want evidence. And we have to be ready to explain to this generation. See, a person who's staggered or wavered in faith will not receive anything from God. James 1:6-7 said, but let him act in faith with no doubting. For he who doubt is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let us let that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. So if you wave and doubt, saints of God, don't expect to receive anything from the Lord. Stay strong in your faith. Stand with the word. Stand on the word. Don't wave and don't doubt. You see, because there are some people, they have their read faith-inspiring books or listen to powerful sermon for years and years and years, but 2 or 3 days later, they'll walk right out and just waver. Well, this is not going to happen because it's not coming, you know, that microwave faith, that instant faith, because it didn't happen when they wanted. But saints of God, God is right on time. He is right on time. Whenever you need it, he is right on time. Just hold on. Don't waver, saints of God. Just hold on. See, they did exactly what they weren't supposed to do. Start waving. These people, they start waving because it didn't come in time. Hold on. Start asking. See, the enemy, he is busy. He'll tell you. He asks, why haven't God answered you yet? Why haven't God did this, what he promised you to? God said that you're going to be healed, but you're still laying on your sick bed. He said that you're above, but you're still beneath. He said that you're going to be blessed, but you're still carrying all these generation curse. Saints of God, speak the word.
Amen.
Do not waver. If God said it, believe it.
Amen.
And then you start speaking it. You got to speak it for yourself. Pastor Jackson can't speak. Yes, he can speak a word over. But you got to receive it and start speaking and believe it for yourself. Sometimes, you know, even with a little child, little tot, you hold them, keep teaching them to walk and everything. But eventually, they're going to have to, what you call them, start walking their own. Like with Darius and Daniel, you know, I used to have them by the finger, catch them by the finger, and they'd just be stepping. They'll step, and they still stepping, then they look back. Don't look back, keep stepping. You know, and that's what we have to do. We got to keep stepping, holding on, if it is step by step. You ain't got to take the big step, but as long as you keep moving forward, saints of God, keep moving forward. Don't stop and look back and wait on. God is steady moving. God is steady moving. It might not seem like it, saints of God, to you, but God is steady moving. See, the tactics that the enemy are no different today than it was in the Garden of Eden. The enemy came to Eve and said, well, God said such and such, but have you thought about this, doing it this way? See, that's what he'll do. He knows the word, but he'll twist it to make it benefit for him. He'll make it sound good. To where he'll make you error, make you think, oh, yeah, that's right, maybe so. And a big one, when pastor or somebody tell you something, you know, some people, well, if he told the pastor, he can tell it to me too. We have to be careful, saints of God. Yes, a confirmation. That's all it is. But just hold on. Yes, it's going to come to you. See, you see, saints of God, if the enemy can get you to consider everything around you, he can get you to stagger and forfeit the promise of God. Don't consider the situation or the circumstances that surround you, saints of God. Yeah, the circumstances is real, but just know what God has promised you. Just hold on, because the victory is yours. We got the victory, saints of God, but just hold on. Don't give out. Don't give up. See, some people think that when you don't consider the circumstances, you're denying that the situation exists. But this is not what I'm saying, saints of God. You have to acknowledge that first before you could even do something about it. You have to acknowledge the situation or the circumstances that you're in. Because it's like when you're sick, things going on in your body. You might not know, but it's good to put a name to whatever going on. Right. Then you can preach. I mean, you can teach, and you can pray, and you can speak to that thing directly. I'm not, like I said, don't ignore your circumstances in the situation that you're in, saints of God. But if you know, speak to it. See, you have to acknowledge that you was a sinner in need of a Savior before you could be saved. In the same way, you have to acknowledge that you need a healer before you can even be healed. In other words, you have to acknowledge the fact, but you don't have to dwell on them, saints of God. Don't dwell on them. Acknowledge them, but don't dwell there. Don't stay there. Keep moving. You see, saints of God, Abraham acknowledged the fact that he was almost 100 years old. He knew the condition of his body, but he refused to consider those things and choose instead to consider what God has said, what God promised him. Not only did he consider not, stagger not, but he gave glory to God. Now look at the second half of Romans 4:20, because it is also an important step that enabled Abraham to see from God. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strengthened in faith and gave glory to God. I want you to notice that Abraham gave glory to God for the blessing before it even happened. That's why it's so important, saints of God, when you pray for something, believe that you already receive it. Start thanking God for it. Pray it for it. Ask for it. Pray about it. Pray for it. And then give thanks that you're not ready to receive it. Believe that you're not ready to receive. Although it's not there, saints of God, but it's on the way. Amen. Give glory to God. See, Abraham gave glory to God for the blessing before it even happened. That's what we have to do. That's an example that we need to do before things even happen. Because if you see something, it's not faith. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. You see, that lined up with the New Testament teaching. You must believe God and thank Him for the answer when you pray. Philippians 4 and 6 said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." See, the Bible said, don't worry about anything, saints of God. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your need, and don't forget to thank Him for His answer.
Amen. Amen.
That's exactly what the what Philippians 4 and 6 said. That's exactly what it's saying. You can't wait until you get the answer to praise God for it. Shout now. Praise now. Today, you might be facing an obstacle or situation that have you in a box, so to speak. You need to recognize the fact that situations do exist. But don't consider them. Only consider what God have told you and promised you in His Word, saints of God. Now, it's very difficult to consider what God said if you don't know His Word. That's why you have to read and study for yourself. Study to show yourself approved, saints of God. Don't just get up here and don't get up there and believe whatever the preacher, he'll pastor. He's human also and do error. But read for yourself. Take notes for yourself. Go back and study the word for yourself. Ask the Spirit to help you to understand what He has spoken to you, ministered unto you.
Amen.
Study for yourself. Yes. Sometimes you be up here and you get so excited and so motivated and everything that sometimes you speak faster than what you're thinking. And you might speak error. Thanks to God. So be careful. You know, because we're human too. But we have a responsibility and we have to be, as ministers, we have to be careful what we are ministering to the people. Because we're responsible for your soul. You see, saints of God, you got to know God's word for yourself. It's one thing to say, "I think so," or "I heard," but it's another thing to say, "I know." When you say, "I know," that means that you are persuaded before a shadow of doubt, saints of God. When you said something, "I know this is right. I know the sky is blue." If somebody tells you that it's green, without a shadow of a doubt, no. You is not going to persuade me to change my thing. I know the sky is blue. I know my Father can do all things. And you ain't going to persuade me to change that belief. You see, saints of God, when you know, you know. And that was another thing Abraham did. He was fully persuaded. We got to be fully persuaded. frustrated. Abraham was strong in faith, so he didn't consider the circumstance or staggered at the promise of God through his unbelief. He wavered not concerning what he believed. Why? Because he was fully persuaded. And we too have to be fully persuaded, thanks to God. You can't be going be wishy-washy. If you persuaded that God's word is true, stand on that word. Don't let nobody and no devil in hell, well, he ain't in hell, but no devil and his demons get in your ear. Like I gave you that example, the angel over here and the devil, Satan over here, swiftly in your ear. Be careful who you listen to, saints of God. Read for yourself and be fully persuaded. Don't just be persuaded, but be fully persuaded, saints of God. See, because Abraham, he was fully persuaded when he believed. You see, our position is not to consider not, stagger not, give God the glory, and be fully persuaded is our responsibility. But it's God's responsibility to do what he said he was going to do. We don't have to try to figure out how he's going to do it either, because if God said it, he will do it. Yeah. Stop trying to figure out, well, how God going to do this? Is anything too hard for God? No. See, that's just a worry, because it is a worry, trying to figure out how God going to do something. Didn't the word say, do not worry? So you're just being disobedient and don't even know it. You see, saints of God, unfortunately, many people today are in the position of staggering or wavering. They wonder if the promises of God are really for them. They are not going to receive anything from God that way. Even some of the believers, saints of God, believe it or not, they is in the same boat. This minute, I believe I'm here. And walk out that door and say, oh man, my back is killing me. Didn't you just say that you was here? Yeah. Words have power, thanks to God. And we got to be careful how we say things and speak things, even in jest. Because the words is going out in the atmosphere.
That's right.
You see, saints of God, remember when the Apostle Paul was on a ship bound for Rome, the wind and the wave tossed the boat back and forth so vigorously that the men on board the ship gave up all hope of being saved. After several days, Paul encouraged them with a message that the angel of God had given him. He said, therefore, take heart, men, for I believe that it will be just as was told to me. Acts 27, 25, the NIV said, so keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Paul was fully persuaded that God would do just what he said. And we too have to be fully persuaded, not just persuaded, thanks God, but fully persuaded that God would do what he said. It's not possible that a ship would go down during a violent storm without anyone dying. But that's exactly what happened. If you read on in that verse 41 through 44, it will tell you exactly that nobody lose their life. See, I tell you, if thanks God, if God said he would do something for you, he would do it. If you stay steady and do not waver in your belief. You may feel that if you are in the middle of a violent storm and your ship is about to go under, but if you would keep believing God, he would deliver you. He may have to give you a new ship, but he will deliver you. He might have to give you a new house, but he will deliver you. He might, like Pastor said, he might have to give you a new pancreas, but he will deliver you from that situation. Whatever situation, circumstance that you got, God will deliver you from it. Just hold on, saints of God. Some people think, well, if God was really in the situation, that wouldn't be any problem or test. That wouldn't be any trouble. No, the Bible didn't say that. It said that you will have trials and tribulation. Because you saved, saints of God, and believe, don't mean that your road is going to be smooth. Matter of fact, when you became in the kingdom of light, your road got bumpier. Yep. It got bumpy. But when you was out there in the world, it was just smooth sailing. Everything was just smooth sailing. But just hold on, saints of God. We got the victory. We got it, saints of God. We got it. See, Paul, who wrote about Abraham in the book of Romans, was beaten, repeated, and faced death many times. Yet he said, I thank God I am always victorious in Christ. You are victory. You have victory, saints of God, in Christ. You got the victory in Christ. Just hold on. According to the way some people teach faith, Paul was not very successful because he had all sorts of trials and tribulations in his life. Yet we can take a lesson from the Apostle Paul. Why? Because he believed. Yes, he went through those trials, but he considered not the situation. Stagger not at the promise of God. He did not. And was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform it. Often people say, well, I don't understand why I have to go through this. My answer to them, I don't know either. And that should be your answer, because it's God who knows why you have to go through it. But you could tell him, but if God said it, you can believe it. That should be your answer. Why? Why do I have to go to this? Saints of God, keep believing God, because greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. Be fully persuaded for what God has said that you to you will happen. You see, I want you to know that Abraham, saints of God, was fully persuaded. He was fully persuaded that even after Isaac was born and God told him to offer Isaac, he obeyed. Abraham was so sure that God would keep his word that he took Isaac up to the top of the mountain to offer him up in Genesis 22. By his faith, Abraham gave glory to God. Even though God had promised him a son and then told him to offer him as a sacrifice, he was persuaded that my son will live. So instead of saying, why am I in such trouble? We should say, glory to God. Thank God I am delivered. In all my circumstances, trials, and tribulation, I shall come forth doing all. I will be fully persuaded. When you believe something, thanks to God, you act like it. When you believe something, you believe that I'm going to get $1 million, you act like you're going to get $1 million. You don't believe the $1 million going to come. No, but you be excited when somebody tell you, if Rockefeller tell you, I'm going to give you $1 million, aren't you going to be excited? You're going to be, oh, Rockefeller, they said I'm going to. No, you ain't. You're going to be excited. And that's the way we should be with the word of God. We should be excited because we got the victory, thanks to God. You see, when you believe something, for example, if a father told his 15-year-old son, I'm going to buy you a car next month when you turn 16 and pass a driving test, that child going to believe it, that his father going to get him a car, even though he is not 16 and he haven't even passed the driving test. He believes, he's excited. And that's what we should believe, saints of God, standing on the word, believing the word, and persuaded, and lifting up the word, and praying, you know, and thanking God for the word, and yet speaking the word, and expecting to receive what God had promised, what our needs are. Because like I said, that 15-year-old, he's going to tell everybody, I'm going to get a car next month. Although we don't know the time or place when our blessing is going to come, but I guarantee you, thanks God, it will come. Amen. Just keep on saying that I'm going to receive it. I'm going to receive my $1 million. I'm going to receive my help. I'm going to receive that car. I'm going to receive that job. I'm going to receive that husband or that wife that I'm looking for. I'm going to receive the salvation, that believe the salvation for my kids, my family members. I'm going to believe it. What evidence, you see, what evidence that teenage child was going through, he was going on what his daddy said. I want you to know that the child isn't considered anything else. And that's what we should be. Amen. Consider what God had told us. Saints of God, we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry, which we aren't supposed to anyway. We don't have to think about anything else. We don't have to consider anything other than what the Heavenly Father has said. Do you want to know why some Christians don't talk about what God would do for them? Because they're not really persuaded that he would do something for them. You could tell by listening to how they talk. And how they walk. And how they live. They have a little bit of doubt in their voice when they said something. There's no certainty in it. If you know something and you're fully persuaded, thanks to God, you're going to come boldly. Amen. And believe and tell them. I don't care what you say. That sky is blue. Wayne, that sky is blue. I don't care. Fully persuaded. You can't tell me that sky is green. Or my suit is blue. I'm fully persuaded. You got to be fully persuaded, thanks to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, thanks to God, look at the word able in verse 21. It means powerful. Mighty, having power for something. See, Abraham believed that God had the strength to do what he promised. He was strong enough to do what he has promised. He was capable enough to do what he has promised. See, he is able. God is able, saints of God, to do what he promised. We might not be able to do everything that we have promised somebody, but I guarantee you, God is able. Don't put your faith in man, your trust in man, saints of God, but put it in the one who is able. You see, saints of God, I'm sorry to say that there's too many Christians today that don't really believe the promise in the Bible. They're just mouthing word. They're saying it, but they don't really believe it. And that's sad. But if God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. I'm almost finished, thanks to God. We have to be like Abraham, fully persuaded that God hath promised he is also able to perform. We have to believe that whatever God says, he is able to bring it to pass. Amen. And now unplugging. What is it that you need from God, saints of God? While you're waiting for the promise of God to be fulfilled in your life, maintain your confident trust in him. Refuse to consider the circumstances or anything else. Don't stagger on the promise of God through unbelief, but instead thank God in advance for causing you to triumph. Then stay fully persuaded that whatever God promised, he is able to do, and it will come to pass. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10:8-10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.